1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today we call a guy who works in construction. And according to his buddy, he's just a really good stand-up dude.
Mm. Oh, great.
Who doesn't indulge in the regular culture around the construction projects. Meaning 99% of the other guys at the site, they like to swear and cuss and make vulgar comments all day.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just doesn't partake. He won't do it.
Okay.
Good. He does
his
job. He's okay.
Yeah, he's that type of guy. Okay. So it was a tough one for us today to figure out, how do we give a guy a bad time about having such a clean mouth?
How do you break a nice dude?
I can think of a lot of ways.
Well,
but
we're going to see how it goes in your brand new phone tap. Right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking to speak with Gil.
This is Gil. Who's this?
My name's Pete. I'm the new foreman for the site you're working on.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you, Pete.
Yeah, good to meet you too. Looks like I'm going to be filling in for Dave while he's getting his appendix out.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to give you a call because I was just asking around the crew if there was anything I should know about. You know, problems,
okay.
Concerns, and honestly, your name came up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Actually, your name came up a lot. So
I find that hard to believe. I mean, why would they bring me up?
Look, Gil, I'm a pretty straight shooter, okay? And I'm just going to come out with it. But according to them, your language becoming a little bit of an issue around the site.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I don't say anything offensive or I don't curse at all.
Exactly. You see, that's the problem. You don't curse.
What are you talking about here? I'm confused.
Well, I mean,
I don't curse.
Gil, as you know, it's a construction site.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot of the guys around here, they cuss and they swear, but you don't. Is there a reason for that?
Well, you know, it's not something I just don't do it. It doesn't bother me or anything. Me personally, I just don't do it.
Well, it's making everybody else really uncomfortable. So that's going to have to stop.
Like me not cursing anymore?
Yeah, I think that would be best.
What?
If I'm being 100% honest here, it could help you get a promotion if you do it the right way.
I can't believe this. You're going to make me curse?
Why don't you lay some cuss words on me right now? Let's practice.
Wait a minute. So you want me to, like, cuss at you right now?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you're already frustrated with me. Just say what you're feeling inside right now. Go.
I'm not just going to curse at you because you're telling me to curse.
Come on, Gil.
Crazy.
You got to be stronger than that. Tell me how you really feel.
You're really pissing me off. Mm. Asking me to do things I don't really want to do. I think you're a jerk, and that's as far as I'm going to go.
Really weren't holding back on that one. I'm a jerk, huh? That's the best you could do?
Yeah, best I could do. You know what? You're acting like a real royal d*** here.
Royal d***? I think I heard a second grader say that once.
Now, you know
Come
what?
On,
you got
bud.
Some nerve there, pal.
Bring it.
Yeah, I don't
You're
think
not going to
so.
Hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I don't care about your feelings.
And there you go. What else you got, Nancy Reagan? Come on.
You know what?
You little
d***. Maybe if you're right in front of me at the job, then I'll curse at your face. Maybe. Oh. But I don't even curse. This is crazy.
At the job, Gil, your coworkers don't respect you at the job.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah, sure they don't. Sure
yeah.
they don't.
Yeah, and I hooked up with your mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. Okay.
Yeah, I did it while your dad watched.
Sure you did.
Yeah, he liked it.
You need to just shut the f*** up. You got some f***ing nerve busting my f***ing ass, huh?
What?
You know what? I quit this f***ing job, you piece of shit. I don't need this f***ing $27 an hour?
Oh,
yeah,
my
okay.
God. Where did that come from?
Now you're faking crying now?
What did you say that to me for?
Yeah,
that
okay.
was so mean.
Whatever, pal. You're not really crying.
I am.
Fake piece of shit.
No one's talked to me like that since my dad left the family 30 years ago.
Well, look, I'm sorry about that, but you asked me, okay? You were pushing me the whole time.
I know, it's all my fault, just like my dad said.
And listen, I told you I'm sorry, okay? Stop crying, calm down.
I can't do it.
What else you want me to say?
I want you to say, you got me. You pranked me real good.
I'm like, why would I say that? I'm not going to say that.
Because, Gil, it's a prank phone call. Don't you see?
What are you talking about? A prank
it's a
phone
prank call.
Call.
This whole thing is actually a joke because my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you, man.
Excuse me?
I got you, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was so fired up, you started really coming after me there.
Your coworker Harry said that you didn't have it in you. He said he's never heard you curse at the job ever, so he wanted us to find a way to make you mad.
Well, I just may curse at Harry tomorrow. Let me tell you something.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Maybe I'll tell him his dad left him. I don't know.
Oh, God! It hurts!
Oh, man.
Daddy!
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.